Well, good morning. I entitled my talk this morning, At What Cost? Because I don't know about you, but I found both readings today quite a challenge, not least because there's a beheading. So thank you, Jenny, for putting me on this Sunday. But having thought about both readings, I'd actually like to just reflect on both, because I think actually there is a cost in both to us. So in our first Ephesians reading, we hear of praise and spiritual blessings. We're all made differently, which is no surprise, but our author stops to thank God for his planning and foresight in making this messy human diversity. Ephesians is a letter about living together in the midst of human differences. The author is a Jew and his audience largely Gentile. The message is that although God has made two different groups, he has broken down the wall that keeps them apart and made them one into Christ. It is not easy living together as two groups who have previously been at odds with one another on religious grounds. The letter acknowledges that living with differences requires effort. It takes humility, gentleness, and patience. Is this not similar to current society? How many times do we find ourselves at loggerheads with others over the way we think and behave? It also brought to mind my time spent in Bradford, and in between Sunday lunch, Wimbledon finals and football, if you do have a spare 5 minutes, have a Google and try and find St. Stephen's Church in West Bowling in Bradford. I'm sure many of you are aware Bradford has a very diverse community. And with St. Stephen's, you have a church in the midst of a very multi-ethnic community. The work they do within their community is a real testament to that humility, gentleness, and patience. Many of Paul's letters open with thanksgiving for the faith or spiritual gifts within communities. And Ephesians includes both a thanksgiving for the community and for God's action. I believe the challenge for me and for you here is not that we can enjoy the blessings of God's plan for our lives, but have we the courage to talk to our friends about these plans and blessings? The lockdowns over the past year or so have highlighted to me that we need to talk and listen more to all. This can be a challenge, as I have found in my current work life. Whether we have a faith or not as yet, we need to have the courage to tell people of God's love for all. And it is very obvious to me that human interaction is vitally important for people's mental and physical well-being. And as Christians, we have a vital role to play in this, to tell people how much they are loved by God and how important they are to us and Him. So what about a beheading? And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." Having previously worked in an office for 40 years, I am very aware of the office culture of gossip and wanting to know everything about everyone. Even now in the gym, it's not much different. And what sells newspapers? Gossip and the human need to know everything about everything and everyone. Our social media keeps us up to date with what everyone is up to in their private lives. I doubt it is a surprise to you that most popular items in the media are royalty, sex, politics, and religion. Put these all together, and we have a great selling tool for our gossip-driven media. Royalty, politicians, and celebrities continually seek somewhere to get away from the lens and enjoy some private time. But actually, private life is quite new, really. A few hundred years back, and most of us lived in small village communities. We knew everyone, and we knew everything that was going on. Royalty and the rich may have got some private life then, just by who they were and employing deaf slaves. This human need to gossip and know all about a lot about our, says a lot about our human frailties and the way we choose to live our lives. It also speaks to us about our reading from Mark. Put this gossip package together, locate it in the first century in Galilee, and you have the story of Herod and John the Baptist. There's nothing private about this story. It's all around the palace in no time, around the neighborhood by morning, and all around Galilee within a day or two. In today's times, the media would have had a field day. It's sordid, it's shabby, and shameful. Can you imagine the gossip? We may try to pretend otherwise, but we would love it. John the Baptist spoke the truth about Herod's second marriage in a way that was politically charged and highly risky. He took a stance against this type of rule, and to a great cost. Mark's gospel reading this week is a classic in the costs that result from the decisions of John the Baptist and Herod. But everything has a cost associated with it, including each and every choice we make. Some of our choices are no-brainers and have seemingly no cost or ill consequence attached. Many of the choices we make, however, come at significant cost to ourselves and to others. And our responses to this tend to fall and fluctuate between two extremes, plunging forward without regard for any collateral damage, or perhaps we're held back by fear of the what-ifs. Most of us will never face losing our life for the gospel, although perhaps it's not impossible. There are plenty of examples of those who have made such a sacrifice in the service of Christ throughout history. It's worth remembering those who have lost their freedom because of their faith in Jesus. 260 million Christians live in countries where there can be circumstances of great threat and pressure. I watched a film recently called Escape from Pretoria, a true story all about keys and the way political prisoner Tim Jenkin secretly fashioned a whole set in his cell. He and his friend were incarcerated in a South African high security prison for distributing anti-apartheid leaflets. for speaking up for truth and justice. But the resourceful pair refused to stay locked in and hatched a plan so startling you'd think it ridiculous if it weren't true. Freedom is an elusive concept, even for those of us not held behind bars. It's hard to appreciate the freedom we have because things like money, lack of opportunity, broken dreams, and possibly other people can all seriously hem us in. I hope, even in today's busyness of sport and everything else, that we may find a few moments to appreciate the good things we have and to pray for those who are struggling. Life is never perfect. We know this. We live in a fractured world, and for some, it is exceedingly difficult indeed. Let us remember that Jesus gave everything to bring freedom and to inspire and empower us to live with the same desire and hunger for truth and justice that he had. I'm sure you can think of people you know or situations you have seen or learnt about where there is a significant cost involved when we try and stand up for truth and freedom. I refer to my friends in Bradford again, as they live in an area that has a very low standard of living, many without jobs, poor health, etc. And I would suggest their cost is probably greater as they have very little to begin with. Or perhaps we can think of modern parallels, not necessarily riddles-based, but perhaps some current scientists and the pressure they face when they speak out about climate change. Or in the case of Professor Chris Whitty, his scientific expertise in relation to COVID-19. Receiving hate mail and being hounded for their work and beliefs, as I say, albeit not perhaps religiously. So let us ask the question of ourselves. At what cost will we stand as truth tellers, prophets, and or sharers of the good news? Is there hesitation? Of course there is. We are human in nature, and I'm sure many of us have listened to similar talks in the past. But by acknowledging our human frailties, we need to hear and be reminded again of this cost. Will we speak out publicly for injustice on behalf of the poor, the marginalised or the vulnerable, if it means it may affect our current lifestyle? In a week's time or so, we may be living our lives without the restrictions of the past year. Will we as a faith people return to the ways of the past, or will we bear a cost in our discipleship and stand with those who will struggle to return to some normality, whether that be physically, mentally, socially, or financially? So how do we count the cost of being a disciple of Jesus? To what lengths are we really willing to go to share the good news, speak against injustice, and bring about the reign of God? What are our fears and stumbling blocks? How can we as a faith community here in Letchworth stand together and support one another in faithful living in the world? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for creating your messy human diversity. Help us always to work and walk alongside everyone we meet, regardless of their differences. Give us renewed strength to not be afraid to bear a great cost in bringing about a more just and Jesus-based society. Amen.